Dear Saints of God, there's a bit of a trend on YouTube of videos that are rather amazing. I have no idea how it works, but they've invented these special sunglasses that, when worn by someone who is completely colorblind, the glasses enable them to see color like the rest of us. So the videos are taken by family members who are gifting a pair of these glasses. And they have they're outside with the green grass and colorful flowers blooming and maybe a basket full of balloons right there. And the person opens the gift, puts these glasses on for the first time, and the reaction is almost always the same, that as soon as the person puts the glasses on, within 2 seconds, they take them off because they instantly begin to cry. It must be an overwhelming moment if all of your life you've never seen color before and suddenly you can put on these glasses and see what you and I take for granted each and every day. That if you're colorblind, you're seeing a version of reality that isn't yet full, a reality that isn't yet the full picture of what life really looks like. But when wearing these glasses, you would see life as it was intended to be. You see the fullness of beauty as it was given to us. You would see with clarity how things really are. Well, when the Lord brings us the gift of faith, it's a bit like special sunglasses, that you get to see things how they really are. Because born into sin in this world, we are born spiritually blind. We are born enemies of God and children of the devil. And if we were left in this condition, all we could see in this world is the sufferings, the woes, the hardships that this world has to offer, and we would think that is all there is. All there is to experience in this life is more pain and more suffering and more struggle. And apart from Christ, that really is all there is. But when we are born anew in the waters of holy baptism, when God makes us his child and enlightens us with the truth of who he is and what he's done for us, it's like being given these special sunglasses that we can see things as they really are. That we can see in a place like this, it is not really our home. That this world is a world that is marred by sin, but that we are part of a kingdom that reaches beyond the sufferings of this world. That God is our king, and he has made himself our shepherd, and that he is covering us so that not even a tear is found in our eye. Otherwise, apart from these special sunglasses, we would look in the mirror, and all that we would see looking back is a sinner. Someone who lives only to satisfy the self, who doesn't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. A sinner who, despite the best of intentions, continually fails in thought, word, and deed. Otherwise, that is all we would ever know. But when we see things with our eyes of faith, we see a sinner exactly for whom Christ has died. It's for the sinner that Christ has spilled his blood. It's for the sinner that God clothes in righteousness, the righteousness of his beloved Son. Without these eyes of faith, we would witness the assaults of the devil and we would despair. We would say that the devil is winning, that his powers are insurmountable, and that we must succumb to his threats and his lies and to his deception. But then, with our eyes of faith, we look and we see, as with special sunglasses, what is really going on. That we see the devil is bound up, that he has been defeated in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and the devil has no power except to deceive those who don't believe in Christ. And furthermore, apart from the gift of faith, we would have no context for our current sufferings. be it the sufferings of the body, which are slowly succumbing to the pangs of death, or the sufferings of persecution, the threats that exist for nothing other than your confession of faith. Maybe it means someday you will sit in jail, or maybe place your neck on a guillotine, or maybe it's financial persecution, or maybe it's just the insults and hatred you receive because you profess faith in Christ. Without your eyes of faith, you would think that these threats are devastating. You would think that the God you profess has abandoned you and that it's actually harmful to confess the faith. But seeing through the eyes of faith, you would see that you're no worse off sitting in jail or even losing your life if you profess the faith. Because the world's suffering is but temporary. And it would be far worse to have every luxury that this life has to offer and to not have Christ than to suffer the worst sufferings and to have him. Since Christ suffered for me and gave eternal life for me, I will suffer all for him. Seeing things the way they really are is sort of what today is all about. All Saints' Day. The day we remember the faithful departed. But today is not just about those departed. It's about the faithful. It's about the church triumphant and the church militant. To know what is true according to the eyes of faith. Because the vision our human eye can see isn't yet the fullest real picture. We might, for example, look at a tombstone of the loved one that we left there waiting for the resurrection. But what is fully true about that person is that they are in the company of Christ where there is no death. And if that is true of the faithful departed, then that is true of the faithful still living, though we are still yet in the body. Just think of this picture from our first reading for today, which is always this great reading from Revelation on All Saints' Day, Revelation chapter 7. And in it, John says that he sees a crowd of people which are too many to count, and it's comprised of people from all different races and from many different languages, and they're coming out of the Great Tribulation, and it says they are wearing white robes. And it says that the robes are white because they've been dipped in the blood of the Lamb. And that they are before the throne of God and they're singing praises to him. And that is a picture of believers who are making their exodus out of this world of the tribulation and into the presence of God. And if that's true for believers who have died, then it is something to look forward to for believers who are still on earth. This hymn we sang at the beginning of our service, For All the Saints, again always sung on All Saints' Day, has this fourth stanza that says, O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee and all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. But what about now? What about living here? What about the fact that we have to live in these gray and latter days before we enter the great banquet hall? Well, for you in the here and now, who are still waiting to meet him face to face in glory, Jesus comforts you with the words from our gospel reading for today. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." With these words, Jesus is giving us the comfort that we need to live in a world that is darkened by sin and death. And it comes by knowing what is ultimately true by his promise beyond what is merely seen with our eyes. Now, before I show you what I mean, I want to disavow two common mistakes in reading the Beatitudes. First, that we should not see them as a punch list. We see this sometimes as a list of things to do. So if we want these blessings, we sort of treat them as the new Ten Commandments. If you want mercy, well, you better be merciful. Or if you want to inherit the earth, then all you got to do is be meek. That's not how Jesus is giving this to us. And the second error is seeing that these Beatitudes are 9 separate blessings. But we should see that these Beatitudes are corporately describing that of a Christian, that of someone with faith in Christ. You can't have some of these without all the rest. So what is Jesus giving us in this Sermon on the Mount? Well, if we couldn't see with our eyes of faith, then we wouldn't be able to understand this passage at all. I mean, how could you explain that it'd be a blessing to be poor in spirit, or to be lacking righteousness? Or how could you explain that it is a blessing to mourn? Or what about this one? How could you explain that it is a blessing to be persecuted? How could you explain those things apart from the eyes of faith? Without the eyes of faith, all of these things would be detriments to our existence. But when we put on those special sunglasses, we see that these things are according to the promises of God. And we see these things as immense blessings because it is through them that our God provides the blessings. So do you mourn? Well, it means that the Lord comforts you. Do you lack righteousness? Well, that means the Lord gives you his righteousness. Are you persecuted? Well, then you are like the faithful believers who were also persecuted, who are now in the presence of God in bliss forevermore. That you suffer these things is to know that you are part of a greater kingdom that is only seen with our eyes of faith. And if you couldn't see them, if you weren't mourning, or you thought that you didn't lack righteousness, or you weren't persecuted, that it would mean that you only live in a world that is black and white and gray, and that must be all there is. Jesus is saying, blessed are you who are suffering, because God has saved you and made you his saint. Blessed are you who lament over your sins, because Christ forgives them. Blessed are you who struggle with depression, because it is God who is near in the darkest of times. Blessed are you who feel pain, for God is the one who brings healing in the resurrection. And blessed are you who mourn for those who have died in the faith, because God is the one who brings the whole church back together with him on the last day. If you have weaknesses, struggles, pains, hardships, what a blessing it is. Because we have a God who rules over them all and has given you his kingdom forever. Now, while there may be sunglasses that help with your color blindness, there are no special sunglasses to see through the struggles of this world into the promises of God. He gives you no such sunglasses. He does, however, give you his word. And through the gift of holy baptism, he gives you the faith to believe it. He gives you his son, who has atoned for each and every single sin, that you would be holy and blameless before him, properly called a saint. He gives you his church. that you would ever be strengthened in the faith, always looking to Christ, who is the author and perfecter of the faith. And it's by this word and through faith in Christ that we can always see the greater reality of what's going on, that this world of sin and death is not all there is, but that God is our King who reigns, and he is working in the midst of and through this suffering to bring you to his kingdom on high. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.